Blog Talk Radio.
Praise the Lord and welcome. This is Amazing Grace, Extraordinary Truth Ministries, and I am your host, Elder Lydia Togba. It is so good to have you with me once again for this episode of A Year in the Word. Glory to God. Amen. I won't be before you very long today. We're just reading Proverbs chapter 19 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. We bless the Lord and we give him glory today because he is God Almighty and he has everything well in hand. No matter what you're going through today, no matter what who's coming in or what's going out or what somebody said or what you may have misunderstood or how things are looking with your health, whether you feel like everything is dark and everything is bleak or whatever you might be feeling today, God is able to turn every single bit of it, everything around, and turn it all out so that you will be in a position of rejoicing and with the knowledge that God is God and there is no other. He is the only true and living Savior. Amen. There is no other. No matter where we look throughout the world, no matter how many religions we search through, there is only one Almighty, all-powerful, all-seeing, all-knowing God. Amen. There is only one Savior. His name is Jesus. There is only one way to God. Amen. And that's through our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. There's only one way to heaven, and that is through the Lord. And we give him glory and honor today. Let's pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we come before you as humbly as we know how this morning, Lord God, in the name of Jesus, asking, Lord God, that you move in the midst of us even now. Help gather our minds, Lord God, in our hearts as we give you glory and we give you honor because you are God, because you are healing us and protecting us and keeping us and providing for us. You are moving in ways that we cannot imagine and keeping us from evil seen and unseen. Even the ancient evils of old that have tried to come against our purpose cannot do those things that it would like because you have covered us in your blood. Amen. We are blessed. We are healed. We are delivered. We are more than conquerors through you, oh God, and we give you glory this morning. We thank you, Lord God, for life. We thank you for peace. We thank you for mercy. We thank you for grace. We thank you for your everlasting love. Oh, my God, we give you glory today. Lift up our heads, oh, God, on today. Lord God, Scripture says, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors. And the King of glory shall come in. Who is the King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. Amen. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Lord, you are the Lord strong and mighty today. Amen. Waging war on our behalf because these battles, these encounters that we are having, this battle, it is the Lord's. It's not for us to put up our fists and do battle. Oh, Lord God, but we're standing in the secret place of the Most High. Oh, Lord God, and waiting it out so that you can wage this war for us. So that you are victorious over this enemy that's come against us. And Lord, we will forever bless your name and give you glory because you are God. Amen. And there just is no other. It's as simple as that. And we just thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. Amen. Thank you, Lord. All right, Proverbs 19 is what we're reading from today. In the name of Jesus, hallelujah, we pray all these things. Lord God, we thank you, Lord. Proverbs 19 from the New King James Version of the Word of God. Amen. Better is the poor who walks in his integrity than one who is perverse in his lips and is a fool. Also, it is not good for a soul to be without knowledge. And he sins who hastens with his feet. The foolishness of a man twists his way, and his heart frets against the Lord. Wealth makes many friends, but the poor is separated from his friend. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies will not escape. Many entreat the favor of the nobility, and every man is a friend to one who gives gifts.
All brothers of the poor hate him. How much more do his friends go far from him? He may pursue them with words, yet they abandon him. He who gets wisdom loves his own soul. He who keeps understanding will find good. A false witness will not go unpunished, and he who speaks lies shall perish. Luxury is not fitting for a fool, much less for a servant to rule over princes. The discretion of a man makes him slow to anger, and his glory is to overlook a transgression. The king's wrath is like the roaring of a lion, but his favor is like dew on the grass. A foolish son is the ruin of his father, and the contentions of a wife are a continual dripping. Houses and riches are an inheritance from fathers, but a prudent wife is from the Lord. Laziness casts one into a deep sleep, and an idle person will suffer hunger. He who keeps the commandment keeps his soul, but he who is careless of his ways will die. He who has pity on the poor lends to the Lord, and he will pay back what he has given. Son, while there is hope, and do not set your heart on his destruction. A man of great wrath will suffer punishment, for if you rescue him, you will have to do it again. Listen to counsel and receive instruction, that you may be wise in your latter days. There are many plans in a man's heart. Nevertheless, the Lord's counsel, that will stand. What is desired in a man is kindness, and a poor man is better than a liar. The fear of the Lord leads to life, and he who has it will abide in satisfaction. He will not be visited with evil. A lazy man buries his hand in the bowl and will not so much as bring it to his mouth again. Strike a skulk, I'm weary. Rebuke one who has understanding, and he will discern knowledge. He who mistreats his father and chases away his mother is a son who causes shame and brings reproach. Cease listening to instruction, my son, and you will stray from the words of knowledge. A disreputable witness scorns justice, and the mouth of the wicked devours iniquity. Judges are prepared for scoffers, and beatings for the backs of fools. I have read and you have heard from Proverbs chapter 19. May the Lord add a blessing to the readers, hearers, and most of all the doers of his word, and sanctify the truth in all of our hearts in the mighty name of Jesus. Amen. Today is the day of salvation. Amen. Scripture lets us know, glory to God, that whosoever shall call upon the name of the Lord, he shall be saved. And we know that Jesus is soon to return. Hear the cry of those that are speaking that into your ears. Jesus is soon to return. Please make sure that you're ready. Please begin to call upon the name of the Lord. He will save you. He will come. He will hear. He will change your life forever. Amen. This is the day of salvation. Choose the Lord. He is pursuing fast after you, even right now in this hour, if you have not said yes. Amen. He is pursuing you. Stop, listen, and say yes to the Lord. Amen. He will fill you with his presence, and he will give you life, and that even more abundantly, not just for the here and now, but also for the then and there. God bless you and God keep you. Amen. I hope you will continue to join me in this journey through a year in the Word. God bless you. Amen.